For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent a congratulatory letter to herbal expert Tu Youyou, who became the first Chinese female to win a Nobel Prize. The pharmacologist shared the Nobel Prize for Medicine together with Irish-born William Campbell and Japan's Satoshi Omura. Tu Youyou discovered a therapy in the Chinese herbal medicine field that has significantly reduced the mortality rates for patients suffering from malaria. The disease kills 450,000 annually and makes billions of vulnerable people at risk. In his letter, Premier Li said that Tu's award signifies China's prosperity and progress in scientific and technological fields and marks a great contribution of traditional Chinese medicine to the cause of human health. He also encouraged Chinese scientists to seek greater progress in the most advanced scientific and technological projects. William Campbell and Satoshi Omura share the other half of the prize for their discoveries concerning a novel therapy against infections caused by roundworm parasites. At least 11 people have been killed since Typhoon Mujigae hit southern China. Four people remain missing and 243 others have been injured. Some 66,000 residents in southern China's Guangxi have been evacuated due to the typhoon. It is now moving northwest and is weakening in strength. 12 Pacific Rim countries, including the US and Japan, have reached a deal on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact. The deal reportedly covers about 40% of global economic output. Top trade negotiators from the 12 Pacific Rim countries are expected to announce the deal in Atlanta on Monday local time after wrapping up a five-day TPP ministerial meeting. NATO is calling on Russia to immediately cease its attacks on the Syrian opposition and civilians and to focus its efforts on fighting the Islamic State. The bloc criticized Russian military actions in Syria, saying they led to civilian casualties and violated Turkish and NATO airspace. Russian air forces have performed over 80 missions, destroying around 50 terrorist facilities since Wednesday. Turkey said on Monday that a Russian warplane violated its airspace over the weekend in its southern border with Syria. Turkey's president is seeking European backing for the creation of no-fly zones on the Syrian border, saying that such moves are key to ending the refugee crisis. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan made the proposals after meetings with EU leaders on the refugee issue in Brussels. Turkey hosts around 2 million refugees, mainly from Syria and Iraq. The EU pledged at least $1 billion for Syrian refugees in Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon and other countries last month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his country's forces have caught the attackers who shot dead two Israelis in the West Bank last Thursday. Netanyahu added that a heavy hand was being deployed against what he called terrorism. He spoke as he was convening his security cabinets to discuss ongoing tensions in the Jerusalem area. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli troops fired at stone-throwing protesters, killing two Palestinian teens and raising fears about an escalation of violence. The shooting comes at a time of growing diplomatic friction between the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. The U.S. Justice Department and five states have finalized a settlement over the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The deal, totaling more than $20 billion, makes the largest settlement with a single entity in U.S. history. It resolves all civil claims against oil company BP, British Petroleum. On April 20, 2010, BP's Deepwater Horizon drill platform caught fire and exploded, killing 11 workers and triggering one of the worst environmental disasters in U.S. history. It's been forecasted that the northern part of China will continue to see smog today. Both the national and local meteorological authorities in Beijing have issued smog warnings separately, advising people in affected areas to reduce outdoor activities. It is also the first warning of serious air pollution that the capital has released this fall. The meteorological authorities in Beijing also said that according to satellite monitoring, the lingering smog was part of the result of intense straw burning on the North China Plain. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.